Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network. And a new beginning, ambassador for Christ. We thank God for another opportunity to be able to come to you with this ministry. Let me back up a little bit. It's a ministry and not a show, okay? Let me clarify that. A ministry and not a show. Of course, we do some talking, comments or pass back and forth, and statements are made, but it is a ministry, okay? Welcome to the ministry of New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ. Okay? All right. All righty. Let's have this. We have a waiver here. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guests, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. And again, welcome to A New Beginning, Ambassadors for Christ. Our scripture for this evening, then we'll have a welcome. Okay. All right, the scripture that I have this evening is, All right. Just getting caught up here real quick, y'all. Real quick. And here we go. Yeah. Okay. All right. I got here Luke chapter 11. Okay. I'll be reading out of the King James Version. Luke chapter 11. Okay. Luke chapter 11. Okay. Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 11. Let's go down here. Mm-hmm. Let's go down here to verse. No, I'm going to start up a little further. Let's do start at verse 23. Luke 11 and 23. Okay? Right. Luke 11 and 23. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest. And finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it came to pass as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the pap which thou hast sucked. But he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Verse 29. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. Okay? And we thank God for the word is blessed already. We thank him for the hearers of the word and the reading of the word. It is blessed, and we are blessed also, keepers of the word. Okay? All right. Let's do this here. Let's get... Let me do a little bit of introduction here. Uh-oh, get my people set up here and okay, get them started here. Let's see. I was trying to do too many things at one time and got caught up because the a gentleman that's on before me, usually he was not on, and I usually listen to him, but he was not on this evening. We're going to have to keep him in prayer, not knowing what's going on, hoping God is keeping him and his family blessed. Okay? All right. Now, let's see what we got here. Studio. Nope, not on that. Okay. Pardon me, y'all. I'm going to get there in a moment. I'm there. Thank God for that. Wow. Okay. All right. I see my usuals are here. Good morning, Miss Margaret. And good morning, wife.
Hi, how about there?
Hello there. Hello there.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm excellent. I had a great week.
You did? Well, thank God for that.
Yes.
Thank God.
I stood up out the parallel bars. I stood up with a little bit of help. Yes.
Well, thank God for that.
Everything was so good. Yes, I was praising God that every therapy.
Oh, yeah. That's what we have to do. We have to let him know that it's because of him that we're able to do these things. We've been praying now. I've been praying for you. We all
need
it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There's a special day coming up for you, ain't?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. God willing, I'm going to remember, and you just keep your eye on the mail, okay? All right?
Okay, I sure will.
Okay, God bless you. And enjoy the program, okay? Enjoy the minute.
I will. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm putting you on mute, okay?
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay, good evening. What?
Good evening.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's
great,
good.
Great day.
Say it again.
I said a great day.
Well, thank God for that. We thank God for life, health, and strength.
Yes,
we thank God for allowing us one more day that we never saw before, a new day that we have opportunity to do a new thing, to help somebody new or to say something new. But all in all, praising God anyhow. Praising him anyhow.
Amen. And I'm glad Sister Margaret's doing well.
Yes, she's progressing. God is truly blessing her. And I'm thankful that she hasn't given up. Most people would have wanted to give up. But Miss Margaret, she's connected to a great spiritual body. Let me put it like that. There are a lot of believers and praying people, and we're all doing what we should be doing for the next person in line, not necessarily praying for ourselves and a nice car and a bag full of money, or the men praying for a beautiful wife, or the women praying for a very handsome husband, you know. Hey, God allows us what we have, and it's for us to take care of it because we're stewards of what he has given us.
That's right.
We cannot take nothing with us. Any and everything he has allowed us to care of and nurture and to share with others, it's an assignment. It's like an assignment. You know, it's almost like going to school and you get homework. And sometimes the teacher will give this half of the room, a different kind of homework than these over here, you know. But to God be the glory, we thank him. You know, like I said, thank him for life, health, and strength. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for allowing us traveling mercy. Thanking him for allowing us to be called by his name. You know, we're going to prayer requests, Miss Armstrong. I know what Margaret's prayer request is already, so we got that down. You have a prayer request, unspoken or spoken, that's up to you. I try not to do with details, not too many details. People want to know the details of a situation, but it's not for us to know. No, it's for us to know that God can deliver, you know. He can heal. He can save. He can restore. My prayer request is for the Abercrombie family. That's the gentleman that comes on before my ministry. He wasn't on this evening. He wasn't on last week, I don't think. I didn't hear him.
Yeah.
We're going to pray for the Frick family. My three girls, they lost their mom, and her show was on Saturdays. But we thank God. We thank God to have known, you know, a hurt to a certain extent, you know, and to be a part of her, you know. And then also, let's pray for our families, our loved ones, neighbors on either side, you know, and pray for those in authority. And I believe it is... I got it here somewhere. I believe it is. I'm going to do this real quick and then go pray. I believe it is 2 Timothy. I believe 2 Timothy. Let me get it real quick. I don't want to mess it up. I know I spoke something last Sunday in church. I'm going to rectify that when I go back Sunday. Okay. It is. Right. It is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, 2. Read that real quick. It goes along with our prayers. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? And let's do 5 and 6. We might as well. Okay? All right. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions and giving up thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet, peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. We truly thank God for the word. I tell you, the word is right there for us, and we are to live by the word. We are to share the word. We are to eat the word, you know. We are to think the word. We are to handle the word. The word should be in us, all around us, and out of our mouth, in our mouth, and out of our mouth, before our eyes and ears all day.
Yeah.
And we get that we have been blessed with life, right? So,
and I have a request. You remember the McCall family, my niece, her husband passed, so she's holding up, but they still haven't had the funeral yet. Which they live out in Killeen, Texas, and his people supposed to be getting in. So just keep them in your prayers. God has continued to hold them up, give them grace. Mm-hmm. And remember my sister, Selma Nelson, where I think she's going to have surgery, and God will just take her through that. And also our oldest, James Armstrong, he is supposed to be having knee surgery, I think, in January. And my daughter-in-law, my son and his wife, Jason, they're looking to have the baby at the time. So just remember then that God will give her a delivery. Miles will be, you know, born healthy and well. Praise
Miles,
God.
Miles, that's the baby? Miles?
That's the baby's name. Yes.
Miles.
Miles.
Okay. Yeah. Now, if he's born with a horn in his hand, oh, my God, that would truly be a blessing for the family. You know? little fun there. Miles Davis, great horn player. Great horn player.
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
The patriarch of the Armstrong family, the matriarch, she's 97 years old. She'll be relocating to a different location. We just pray and hope that God will truly bless her. It's at 97 years old. That's that's all up there, y'all. Yeah, it's truly a blessing. You know, I never thought that I would see 73, but I thank God I still have most of my health. I have my life, what's left of it, and I have my strength. You know, and His word is my strength. His spirit helps me to keep that strength within me. So we're going to pray for our spiritual leader.
Praise God.
And our church body. Unity. Unity. Yes. His name is Bishop Willie R. Bryan and the little bishop, Bishop A.W.S. Gray, and their families.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Yes.
Most High God in heaven
Lord.
And in earth, underneath the
earth.
With for this time, Father God, because You are God and there is none other. You allow us to get to this, Father God. And we truly honor You with our lips, Father God. We honor You, Father God, in our mind, Your word, and our souls, Father God. We honor You, Lord God. We lift You
Lord.
Up. And
yes,
we honor
Lord.
You. We give You the
give
You the most
praise.
High praise. By hallelujah.
Yes,
thanking You,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Had it not been for You,
thank
we
you.
Would have
thank
been
you.
This. We would yes. not. There would be nothing, Father God. We thank You.
Yeah.
Allow
yes, thank
us.
You.
And we did. But You thank have
you.
A purpose, Father God. Really thank You that we are
thank
part
you,
of Your will, knowing what
yes.
You have us to do. In Your time, Father God, because You are omniscient, omnipotent,
oh, yeah.
and You are present, all-powerful,
no.
ever-present, and
yes,
all-knowledgeable. And we thank You,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, You allowed us to
thank
give in
Lord.
And repent of our sins, save our souls, Father God, and for
yes,
us to
Lord.
Sanctify ourselves, Father God, and then Your Holy Spirit come in and sanctify us wholly. He's the keeper,
yes,
Father God, and we truly thank You for that Holy Spirit, Father God, that allows
mm-hmm.
us, Lord God, to shine, Father God, and to share that with the next person in line, Lord. Honoring You,
mm-hmm.
we thank You for the healing given us,
yes.
Father God.
Lord.
And we thank You. We
Lord,
thank You for
thank
the
blessings
You have given us, Father God. Whether we deserve
Lord.
Them or not, You allow
yes,
them
Lord.
To come upon us, Father God.
Thank
you,
Lord.
We thank You that we're able to pray for others as we bless
yes,
us, Father God. Thank You, Lord,
yes,
for
Lord.
The anointing that You had for
yes.
us, Father God, that we
thank
could
you,
do
God.
For You. The reason why we're here, we were created
yes.
for Your glory. We were created in Your
yes.
likeness and in Your image. Let
yes,
us not
Lord.
Fail, Father, from doing what You have us to do, Lord God.
Jesus,
let us not
Jesus.
Be fearful. Good, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Help us not to be dismayed or discouraged, Lord God, because of the chaos that's in the world, Lord God.
Yes.
Help us
yes.
to do what we need to do while we're able
do
to,
Lord.
Father God.
Do,
let us, Father God, from doing right. Let us not think wrong, Father God, when it's in us
yes,
to do
Lord.
The right thing. Help us to pass Your word, because we can't keep it unless we give it away.
Yes, Lord.
Giving You the praise, Father God, all through the day and through the night. Honor You, You've given us, Father God. Truly thank You. We thank You, Lord. We give you the praise, giving you the praise by your Son, Jesus Christ, the mediator between God and man. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us. Again, it was nothing we did. You did it all for us, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the grave, Father God, where your Son went, and he got up on the third day, Father God. He conquered death, Lord God, for us, humankind, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Thank you once again. Thank you. And we give you the honor, glorify your holy name, and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, thank you, Lord. Let's see what we got here, y'all. Let's see what we got. I really didn't have anything. I've been so busy doing a little bit of everything for this one and that one and myself also. And trying to get back to work for a little while. There was something I wanted to do next year, God willing. I'm still alive. And have my life in so. God's been so good to me, brought me from a mighty long way. And I don't know how I can thank him any more than what I'm doing. You know, giving him of myself, you know, sharing with others whatever I have. Okay, all right. Let's see here. Now, let's start here. Okay, I'm going to do a little reading here. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2, 3, and 4. Ephesians chapter 2. And again, I'm reading in the King James Version of the Holy Bible. Ephesians 2, 2, 3, and 4. Okay? All right. Yeah, y'all hear me turning them pages. I'm getting there. Yeah. I didn't have nothing set up, but God be the glory, you know. I got a Bible, and it doesn't sit there accumulating dust, either, falling apart because I've handled it so much and written in it, and, you know. Okay. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2, 3, and 4. Okay? All right. Let's do 5. And looking like 6. Okay. We're going to run on down to 8. Ephesians 2, 2 through 8. All right. Wherein in time past ye walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Couple more. 9. Ephesians 2 and 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. In other words, God created us to do a good thing. you didn't create it to develop a whole lot of chaos and misery and pain and hurt and suffering. No, he didn't do none of that. No, as I said, he created us in his likeness, in his image created he us. Okay, there's so much, which is sometimes too much, here on earth. Most things are man-made and advertised to first get your attention. It activates your desire to want it and persuades you to buy it. But let us not forget the world is ruled by who? A prince of the power of the air. Now, a prince is and possesses power to manifest evil the world through influencing people and commanding them to do evil against each other. And again, we were created in the image of God. But what is this image? What is this image? You had something to say, sis?
No, you go on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Romans 9:17. Now, I kind of like this scripture to let people know that there were some people that were created just like Judas. You know, they have opportunity to do the right thing, but God knows our beginning and our ending. And this right here exemplifies or lets people know that, hey, you know, people, they have opportunity, but they do the wrong thing, and this is what God creates them for his glory. Okay? I think that's Romans 9:17. Romans 9:17. Okay? Let's see what that tells us. Romans 9:17. Now, some people, they couldn't understand this. I couldn't understand it at first, but when I read it tells us that the scripture tells us this is why this person was born. Okay? Now, Romans 9:17. Okay? Listen. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, hello, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Let me read it again. Some people get it twisted. Now, I've read it. I got a little understanding, and it ain't all about watching that movie on TV. No, we have to ask God to show us explanation. We have to get an understanding of things. That way, we can pass it along to the next person. You know, we can have a conversation. You know, not that we know everything or pat ourselves on the back, but it shows that we are studying to show ourselves approved, not in all aspects of the word, but if we know a little something, we keep on until we develop some understanding. And we can be able to share that with someone else. Like I said, we can't keep it unless we give it away. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now, reading it again, Romans 9:17, and what I'm going to do for y'all, I'm going to do this especially for y'all. Let me see if I can find it here. I thought I had it. All right. I got it right here. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. All right. Romans 9:17. I'm going to read it out of the New International Version. The NIV, okay? All right. The different different interpretation, but it's still God's word, okay? All right. Romans, let me get there, y'all. Let me get there. All right, Romans 9:17, okay? All right. NIV now, okay. Just says to Pharaoh. See, God's word, this it's got life to it. You know, it's just not words on a page, but there's life in the words, because it's telling us right here, the scriptures talking to Pharaoh. The scripture, God's word is talking to Pharaoh. And it says, for the scripture says to Pharaoh, I raised you up for this very purpose, that I might display my power in you and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Let me do 18 real quick. God has mercy on whom he wants to have mercy, and he hardens whom he wants to harden. So with that, you know, the scripture said, tells us right there, the word of God taught to Pharaoh. The scripture told Pharaoh. This is the reason why you were raised up the way you are, so that God could show his power through him, you know, and not just because he was dealing with the Israelites. No, God raised him up from the beginning. It was part of God's plan. And we can't say, well, God, he hardens Pharaoh's heart. He hardened his heart. But like I said, the scripture says, the scripture told Pharaoh, I'm not me. You know, the scripture says, for this very purpose, I raised you up so that people could see my power in you. God destroyed him and all the Egyptians, their chariots and horses in the Red Sea. You know?
Yes, he did.
And so, yeah, getting us understand. So we can't say that, well, you know, the way the understanding that I can get, everybody has an opportunity, but then too, God's word said he raised them up. Okay? The word says he raised them up, not me. So it shows that God, he will have mercy on whoever, he will harden whoever's heart when it, you know, in what situation he wants to do it. So by God raising him up, he was meant to be in that position where he was at. And the word, it shows us right there. Two different books, Holy Bible, showing the same thing. The reason why Pharaoh was raised up, so that God could destroy him and all his chariots and men and horses and everybody in the world. That should go around the world at that time, and everybody would know that God was God. And it had all power, you know? Okay? All right. Yeah, for the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, not me, y'all. Okay? We keep that with us.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now. Okay. All right.
Well,
now.
God knows. He knows us before we even conceive in our mother's womb. He sees our end just like our beginning. He knows those who are going to receive him. He knows those that's who's going to receive. Reject him, just like the one that sold Jesus, Judas. That was in Judas's heart. That was in his heart. So he played the part out because he had the money. He loved money, and he sold Jesus out. Just like the devil, he wasn't created the devil. His name was Lucifer, and the head of the choir. But he decided, I'm going to be above God. He lifted up in pride.
Yep.
That's why he got thrown out of heaven. He wasn't made created for the devil. He wasn't created the devil, but he got evil in his heart, but he wanted to get above God. So therefore, that's why he's going to end up in the lake of fire, because he's going to be destroyed. So God knows our end, just like our beginning. Because everybody's not going to be saved. God, no, he don't put send nobody to hell. You send yourself. That's like I was telling them today at choir practice yesterday. I said, the word of God said, hell is enlarges itself, stirring up the dead, coming up to meet you. Because people decide that's the way they want to live. And when they leave here with their heart not fixed, that's where they go. God knows those that's going to live for him. He knows those that's going to continue to live for the devil. But we all have an opportunity to turn to God. But God knows who. He's going to have his number. He's going to look at these kids that's been getting killed and all this. These children, they're going into prison of the Lord. But he's going to have his number. But he knows before we were conceived in our mother's womb what we was going to end up being. So it's our fault if we be lost.
That's
everybody, salvation has appeared to every man. So you can say, oh, they didn't have a chance. They had a chance, but they chose. They chose to go the way that they went. They chose that way. He don't make us serve him. He didn't make us robots. He wants us to love him because we just love him. He wants us to love him for what he did for us. He sent Jesus to die on the cross that we might have eternal life. He don't want to make us love him. He wants us to willingly love him. That's like a husband and a wife. If that husband has to keep that wife locked up in the room while he's in the closet or somewhere while he's going to work, because he's scared to get out and leave. Well, that ain't love. But if she really loves him and he really loves her, he can go to work and trust her while he's at work. When he come home, she's going to be there. She's going to have his supper done or whatever he has to do because she loves him. But you don't have to.
Right.
You can't make nobody love you. I don't care what you do. You cannot make nobody love you. That's why all that Jesus did, people still don't want to serve the Lord. And that's what we're breathing his air. Every day we're breathing his air. He's the one blessing us to wake up each morning, gives us strength in our body to go about doing what we have to do. But people still think, I do this myself. But if the Lord don't wake us up, we'll lay there like a dead man. If he didn't give us strength to be able to go and do what we have to do, we couldn't do a thing. But they want to take the credit. Jesus, God's word is true. The word says, the soul that all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Look at what Jesus did for us. He paid the price. He's our redeemer. He redeemed us. He bought us back. So man, we wasn't considered, we was considered as dogs because we are Gentiles. We didn't have no God, but he had a way for us. When he went to the cross and when he died, the curtain was rent from top to bottom. That opened up the door for us to be able to come to God through Christ. Well, I say, now he's on the right hand of the Father making intercession. But us, we have to open our own heart to receive him. You see the picture where Jesus is at the door? It's not a doorknob on that end. Why? Because you have to open it from the inside. Open it from the inside. He said, him and his Father, they'll come in and they'll sup with you. So he's not going to break down the door. He's not a robber. He's not a thief. But once you open up your heart to God, he'll willingly come in. Praise God. And when he comes in, he brings joy. He brings love. He brings peace.
Yep.
All those good things. And like Deacon was reading, in heavenly places, Lord have mercy, I tell you, it's a blessing to know who Jesus is and that he'll know you yourself. Just like he knows you, Sister Morgan. He knows your name. It's like he knows my name. I thank him for who he is to me because he's been good to me. And regardless of what comes my way, I know that he will see me through. But we have to be willing to go through. He don't send nothing our way to destroy us, but it's to make us better. So I thank God for this thing. Thank you, Deacon. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. Just putting a little something out there, and it's not all about me and what I know. It's just the Spirit of God that led me to bring that out. Because people will think, well, God didn't have to kill him. But as I said, the Scripture taught to Pharaoh. The Scripture said. The Scripture is life. You know, God's word has life to it. Not just words on a page. We have to take it for what it is. It's words from God, and God is light. He is light of the world. Mm-hmm. Right, right. Okay. Now, Proverbs 16:4, it goes along with Romans 9:17. Okay? Proverbs 16:4. Okay? Now, I'm going to do this. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to read Proverbs 16, and I'm going to go, we'll start at 2. Proverbs 16:2, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But 4 is the main scripture here. 16:4 is the main scripture, but I'm going to start at 16:2, chapter 16:2. All the ways mm-hmm. of a man are clean in his own eyes,
mm-hmm.
but the Lord waiteth the spirits. Commit yeah. thy mm-hmm. works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts mm-hmm. shall be established. Now this is it right here. Same thing right here. The Lord has made all things for himself. Yea,
mm-hmm.
even it for the day of evil.
Mm-hmm.
He made the
mm-hmm.
wicked. You know what I'm saying? In other
yeah.
words, there will be nobody out there that's going to be wicked when that time comes, you know? Because God, he knew our ending. He knew men's heart. He knew they weren't going to change. And it's so like, how would you say it? They bought it on themselves. Had opportunity to change and ask for forgiveness mm-hmm. and change their life. Didn't want to. Felt that their ways was what was happening. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand
mm-hmm.
join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. But
mm-hmm.
by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. But fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's
mm-hmm.
ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemy to be at
peace
with.
That's right.
Yes.
That's the word.
Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. In other words, look at all these people. They got all this money, all this riches, and this and that. You know, they got to have all this security, all these extra eyes, all this security stacked up against whoever's trying to break in. You know, they're fearing that they're going to lose those riches that they have. Instead of sharing them with the next person who doesn't have anything at all, they want it all for themselves. You know, it's greed. Like they would say, the love of money is the root of all evil. And if they love their money, they don't want to share it with nobody. So it's the root of their evil. The love of money and possession that they have, you know. Just like in the beginning.
What's controlling the world today is greed.
Just like
greed is controlling the world.
Yeah, just like in the beginning with Eve. In the garden, Eve, it started there. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And it ain't
slowed up
since, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This man over here, he wants more than that man over there got. He sees the man suffering,
mm-hmm.
just like the rich
mm-hmm.
man and Lazarus. I'm saying, Lazarus, hey, all he wanted was the crumbs that fall from the table, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the rich man, he had all that, and still didn't want it. Selfish. But on the other side. And people have to understand there's life after death. The body is going to return back to the dust from whence it came.
So.
But that soul is going to live on somewhere. And the Lord says,
mm-hmm.
what did the Lord say about souls? He said, all
mm-hmm.
souls are mine, saith the Lord.
Souls stand at his back.
That's
and
right.
the rich
yeah.
man
mm-hmm.
was conscious. He was in hell, and he was in torment,
mm-hmm.
and he was conscious. And he knew
yes,
Lazarus
he
when he saw Lazarus. and Abraham, Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. That was paradise. But Abraham, but Lazarus was arrested. But the rich man was in torment, and he knew you're going to have your senses and all that. You're not going to, some people say, I go to hell, I'm going, I ain't going to be myself. But you ain't going to be thinking about nothing but how you suffering. You ain't going to have your mind on nothing but you. You can't change it.
Yeah,
you
not
going to
be just laying there resting.
No.
No,
no.
When that time, get up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, got to go, got to go. And then also this here, Ephesians 6 and 12. Now, there is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, God's Holy Spirit. They were sent to the earth because Jesus, he was the comforter, but he had to leave. Jesus went back to the Father. He went back to the Father. And he said the Holy Ghost came. It came to comfort men. It came to comfort us. So the Holy Ghost is still here. It's still here. And a lot of people say, well, man, I don't believe it. I can't see it, so, you know. But I said, you know, I mentioned one day, I said, well, you can't see the wind, but you believe it's there. You know, it's like the Holy Ghost is there and it's real. And if a person would get themselves to that position, get themselves in that position in order to receive
that's right.
God,
that's right.
Then they will know themselves exactly what it's all about. You know,
because
he couldn't
be everywhere at one time, but the Spirit can be everywhere.
He can be everywhere. Yeah,
because
Jesus was in
that's right.
He was in a fleshly body, right?
He was. And so just like when Lazarus died, the sisters before he died, they sent that the one you love is sick. They wanted him to come. But he stayed there. He had been dead 4 days. Because he took his time. He knew that he was going to raise him up again. So he took his time. And when he got to there, Mary, his sister came out, and she said, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. But look what he did. He said, he'll rise again. She said, I know he'll rise again in the last day. But he said, I'm the resurrection of the life. Praise God.
That's right.
So see, when you fall asleep in Jesus, you're going to wake up in him. You're going to wake up. But when you die, that's when that trumpet's going to have to sound loud. But when you fall asleep in Jesus, you just rest until he wakes you up. Praise God. When David blows that horn, you're going to just wake up.
Right.
Praise God. But the ones that's dead, that's the second resurrection. You ain't, you ain't got no power in that second resurrection. And when you stand before the white throne, you just doomed. You doomed already. Yes, you already doomed. So Jesus gives us a chance to get it right.
Yeah, he does, Right. And then grave situations tend to draw people close to God because they're hurting. They don't see no way out within themselves. They can't come to grips with what's going on. Death of a loved one. Let's say the country, the Ukraine, being bombed and children and everybody, all kinds of people killed by bombs and stuff like that. And people, they become afraid, you know. And that tends to draw some close to God. But then when the dust settles, where they at? They're right back doing what they were doing before. They get comfortable in their spot. But we still grieve with all that grief and more. We have to stay with our first love. We can't just put, like some people say, well, I'm going to put my, what do they call it? Put my
religion.
I'm going to lay my religion down so I can do this, whatever. You can't do that.
It's all they got is religion. That's why they put it down.
It's a duty. But it's not about religion. It's being spiritual. spiritual
salvation.
That is a big difference, you know? Big difference. Religion can't get you nowhere, you know?
No.
It's just a duty going to a certain religious church. Church.
It's a duty.
It's not going to get you anywhere. And people do it for the looks, you know? I used to do it for the looks. Well, at least I went to church creating chaos. You know what I'm saying? I was evil all week, but on Sunday, Mr. Nice Guy, go in that suit and go in the church, they can't tell me nothing. I done been to church, y'all. But it just dug my hole a little deeper because I'm going to church with that falsehood on me, making a show like, okay, I'm going to church, and since I'm going to church, I got religion now, you know what I'm saying? I know God, and he gonna look out for me and give me what I want. No.
Mm-hmm.
People wind up with the wrong mentality, and they get set in their ways and refuse to change, and they get destroyed. They get destroyed.
The thief
cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy.
And destroy. That's what the word says.
People be going through life nice and comfortable, chilling out, you know, got what they want. Just like the man who had all this extra. And he said what he'll do, he'll build bigger barns. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he
and
said.
And so his stuff. Yeah, but that same night, what did
That's
it say?
Right.
Thou fool, this night, thy soul
right.
is required of thee. So in other words, his life was gone,
right.
and all that he had went to waste. He was storing it up for the next man in line. And that's how it is
because
in the world.
He was selfish. Mm-hmm. He's thinking about himself. And
yeah,
no one else.
But he forgot that he couldn't take it with him.
Not about no.
He couldn't take it with him. He couldn't even take his own body with him. You can't take your body with you. Can't take your body. No.
Okay.
Yeah. But real quick, Psalm 34 and 4. I think that's mm-hmm. Psalm 34 and 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered
me
from all my fears. And then 34 and 9. O fear the Lord, ye his saints. For there is no more to them that fear him.
And
we have to. Act 17:20. For in him we live and move
and
have our being.
Amen.
And we get it from the Lord. We don't get it from ourselves. Don't get it from our grandmother. We don't get it from our ancestors. We get it from the Lord God.
From the Lord. That's right.
Yes, the Lord God. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
It does.
Last comment. Mm-hmm. I got one real quick, and then I'm gonna give you last comment. Faithful last comment. Ephesians 6:12 last. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So your
mm-hmm.
knife and your gun ain't going to do a bit of good against
no, you. No good.
But.
That's right.
Against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual
mm-hmm.
wickedness in high places.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much evil
right.
out there, we can't see it. We know it's there, but we can't see it. And we can't fight
no
it with our hands and our fists and weapons.
No.
This thing is spiritual.
It's spiritual. Praise
yeah,
God.
Spiritual, yeah. Last comments for you.
And the only way we can fight is on our knees. On our knees.
That's right.
Because he'll give us
that's
the
right.
strength and power to go against it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. He's pulling down strong. You know, he hasn't given us the spirit of fear,
mm-hmm.
but of love and of power and of a sound mind. You know.
That's
and
right.
we
a
have
sound
to reference
mind.
God. We honor God. We,
mm-hmm.
we reference him. We're not shaking in our boots afraid, but we reference him so he deserves our honor, the glory, and the praise, you know, because he's
mm-hmm.
the one that.
Yeah.
We don't belong to us. We belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we owe
yeah.
God something, because look what he did
mm-hmm.
for us. He did it for us. He got a right if we don't serve and honor him. He got a right. We don't let us into heaven. Sometimes I'm going anyway. No, you're not going anyway. So when death comes, the way you fall, that's the way you go get up. So there's no change after death. It ain't no change.
Just have
to live this day by day, every day thing.
Yeah.
Every step and every minute. Hour. Serving God, serving for him, and we'll get our reward. And if you don't serve him, you're going to get your reward too. And that's total damnation in the lake.
For them too. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. There's reward for them too, yeah.
They're going to be in that.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's right.
Will.
Real quick. Paul says the exceeding greatness of his power is toward you who believe. What kind of power is this? It is the same power that raised Christ from the dead.
From the dead.
The same power that conquered sin. The same power that conquered death and hell. In Christ, the same power is present in your life today. So what we need to do is give it up to God. Give it all up to God and let him do what he will, you know, what he will. If we live, we live. If we die, we die in Christ. We can't live here forever. Yes.
Praise God.
We thank God for this ministry. Thank God for the time and thank God for my little strength he gave me to do this thing because I was bad out of it, y'all. To God be the glory. It's all about him. We honor him through this.
Amen.
And we love you all. And with that,
Lord.
Have a blessed night, everyone. Shalom.
Shalom,
everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom, Miss Margaret. Shalom.